B-Pod Studios.
That's an app. For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
I do the jitterbug. Wake me up before you go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go. Take me dancing tonight. I wanna hit that high. Yeah. Gag me with a spoon.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Jake DeBrusk going to be on the show coming up at 9:20. Maybe he can get a little bump, a little juice. He's lost a little bit of his juice.
That'd be nice, man. Get that second line going again.
You don't think that's why he agreed to come on with us?
Probably is.
I think that's exactly the reason why he's coming on with us at 9:20.
Maybe he just wants to get the DeBrusk band brand out there. All right, so... Tom Brady. Now, what does Tom Brady want to do? He wants to copyright the term Tom, trademark the term Tom Terrific.
Tom Terrific, yeah. And so he filed something to the patent office and the government and all this, and now there's a bunch of Mets fans who are pissed off because...
like, really angry. As angry as angry gets.
By the way, I was at a place that had like guys that were a little bit older yesterday, some guys. And they were pissed.
Yeah. No, this is the only thing the Mets fans have to care about at this
point. And these guys were Red Sox fans, and they were pissed.
Yeah.
Because he pitched for the Red Sox for a minute, didn't he?
1986. Yes. Last year in the majors.
So I was surprised to hear that, like, people, like, that are Red Sox fans of a certain age are pissed about this.
I have a weird feeling Tom Brady, when he applied for this, probably wrote down about 40 different terms. And I think that when people do that, they just see, let's see which ones the government will let me have.
Sure. Like,
just, you know, why not just submit everything? And if they say, all right, you own it, it's like, hey, great. Okay. Nice surprise.
I have a question, though. Is it douchey to come up with the term Tom Terrific and try to get the copyright for it or whatever the hell the term is?
Is it Gucci or is it douchey or is it like good business? Like if someone's going to make knockoff T-shirts that like say Tom Terrific on it with a 12, why don't I try to make money off of it?
It's probably good business, but it's still, with all the amount of money he has, do you really want to walk around going like, call me Tommy Terrific?
Yeah, or just come up with something that no one else would ever possibly say, like, unequivocally, the sweetest. Which is my favorite when I saw those shirts being sold.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really see anybody buying the shirts that use the word unequivocally on it. However, what this has all turned into, the butt-hurtedness... whatever word you want to use for the Mets, if that's a word, it's been phenomenal because I read yesterday, the day before yesterday, rather, that there was going to be a protest. And they invited all the Mets fans, you need to come here. We're going to protest Tom Brady.
Probably more than Schilling. Came out from Schilling.
They said, let's do this big protest. And then yesterday, the video came out of the protest, and they should have just never released this. It was at a place called the Sojourn Restaurant. Not at any kind of baseball field. This is definitely not the disco sucks thing that happened way back in the day where they were burning all the records and it was anarchy. No, this just seems like about six old dudes.
It's like Schilling.
At a bar. Yeah, it's like the Schilling gathering, Fred. Right. You remember when Schilling did that one thing over at the government center? And I don't even know what he was rallying for or against, but it was him and like three people from the news filming him and like that was it. But this was at the Upper East Side's restaurant called the Sojourn, and they were able to bring a certain amount of star power, and they brought two of Seaver's teammates there, Crane Pool and Shamsky.
Oh yes,
mm-hmm.
Ed Crane Pool and I forget Shamsky.
Oh, that's the episode of Everyone Loves Raymond. Shamsky
was his best favorite
player.
Mm-hmm. I forgot his first. It's Ed Crane Pool that I do know.
And Shamsky was signing autographs.
Yeah, Crane Pool was known for late '60s, early '70s when the Mets won their first two titles.
How sad is it that both John and I know the episode of Everyone Loves Raymond.
That's real.
Shamsky was his favorite
player. I remember Shamsky, yeah.
So what they encouraged people to do was show up in mass and bring your Tom Brady merchandise, and they were going to put it in a giant pile, and they were going to cover it in Boston baked beans, thus destroying it.
I thought for sure you were going to say set it on fire. No, they put beans on this?
Do you remember when they did, it was the whole kneeling controversy, and there was that one house, oh, I think it was somewhere near Foxborough, where they were going to burn Patriots merchandise.
Yes.
And people like brought like a plastic Patriots free like cup that they had gotten at the stadium with their drink, and no one wanted to burn anything expensive. So here's what happened. And I almost just want to let the audio speak for itself. Just know that they're at a bar. It's like six old guys. And there is a poster of Tom Brady. And when I say poster, this is like the kind you got free in a magazine.
Oh, it's like a centerfold kind
of? It's like a set, like it's like not even a big poster hanging from a table and one Brady jersey. One. Shall we just let the audio play?
Yes. No, I got it.
You got it.
All right, here we go.
We have Chamsky and Ed looking on.
Yeah.
Looking on.
Does Chamsky just want free drinks?
Like, sounds like a party. Yeah. Sounds like a riot.
We got Chamsky here. We're going to pour baked beans over everything.
Wow. You really got the place going.
Well, I mean, anyone under the age of 60 is... This is non-pulsed by this news. I was surprised when I talked to... They brought it up, a few guys, three guys yesterday. They were furious that Tom Brady did this.
Are you watching the video, John? Oh, it's awesome.
The fact that he got 69... The 69 Mets guys there is just...
Shamsky was a part-time player for the 69 Mets. Had his best year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least Crane pulled a longer year.
Well, whatever, dude. Career. They went into the city.
And... I know. I'm sorry. I just can't get over this.
All I can say is, get ready for the sound of an old guy throwing baked beans.
All right.
We have Chamsky and Ed looking on.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Now, Sammy, those Boston beans.
If you own that restaurant, you'd be out of business in the week. Judging on the amount of people that are there.
There's like an old guy reaching into this like bucket and throwing baked beans. At the poster.
But there's no one at the restaurant.
No one's there. There's no one there except for these like six old dudes.
And it seems like it would be around lunchtime that there would be like, you know, like if that's your business, you're going out of your
Where's
out
the
of
restaurant
business.
Again?
Upper East Side.
Upper East Side. So it should probably do pretty well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about, the Upper East Side, wealthy,
man.
People coming in and out.
Boston beans and black beans. It's a black spot in New York City right now.
Okay. That's quite the zinger.
No, I think that they got black beans because they ran out of baked beans.
Because that's the side of their Mexican casserole that they've got.
Exactly. Now, the kitchen doesn't want to give up all the baked beans.
So they just gave a handful. Enough to throw at the Tom Brady poster and have it make a slight mark on it.
It was like Bobby Valentine. What are we going to do?
Two words. Black beans.
Let's go.
Let's go, Mets.
Who's terrific?
Tom's terrific.
Tom who?
Tom's terrific.
Let's go Red Sox.
It's depressing.
Go Red Sox.
Yeah. I mean, it's depressing.
Let's go Mets.
Now, who's terrific?
Hey, who's terrific?
Have you ever been the last guy, like, chanting something? It's terribly embarrassing.
I thought you guys were with me.
We were at a bar in Detroit when they were playing the Jets, and, like, someone did the Jets chant. And then, like, I did it, and I tried to do it again. And the guy's like, dude, it's enough. And I was like, I'll be leaving now.
By the way, at the end of it, he defiantly gets the Tom Brady jersey and the poster and puts it, like, gently in this trash can, like a plastic trash can that's usually in the bathroom. And just threw it in there, and they're like, yay! I guess that's that.
And he takes it out and sells it.
Yeah, then cleans it off and gives it to his grandkids.
Black bean, like, covering it in beans, doesn't, it means blue. Doesn't exactly ruin
it. Camera cut the trash can. It's just empty. They filled the inside of it. It's like, yep, there's a Patriots jersey in the bottom of a trash can.
And this was probably a promotion for the bar. There's no one there. I'll tell you what, never get in the restaurant business. Very difficult.
All right.
Well, we gathered here between all our regular customers and diehard Met fans, and we're forming a protest against Tom Brady. We just threw all his jerseys out, and we don't want to collect any of his memorabilia because he's not right what he's doing. He's famous. He's a six-time Super Bowl champion. We know that. But he doesn't need the name. The name doesn't belong to him, and he's not known for Tom the Terrific. The original Tom the Terrific is Tom Steva, and you know, he's not well at this time, so it's not right what he's doing also, so we want him to give up the quest, and the name belongs to us in New York here, and it belongs to the real Tom the Terrific, Tom Steva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go, Mets.
Now, who's Terrific?
Behind the blue eyes.
You, sir, you are terrific.
And they walk away and just walk into traffic.
Yeah. Well,
that's the highlight of my life.
Time to use the computer at the library. All right. We will be back. We will hopefully be talking to Mr. Jake DeBrusk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's an app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
I do the jitterbug. I do the jitterbug. Wake me up before you go, 'cause I'm not...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We could be the champions. We could be the best. Black and gold forever. Rock the B on my chest. We could be the greatest. We could lift the cup. We could win the war. We can never be stopped. Buster Strong forever. Corrali, Mr. Wagner. Coleman, David Backus. And Marcus Johansson. Scored a big goal and you can make the news. Stand in the ghetto, we can never lose.
So bring the cup, Boston Bruins. Get the dog bones ready. Bring the title news. Get the dog
If this goes to Game 7, this is going to be our Game 7 win tickets cue to call, I'm imagining.
Oh! Okay. Have we given away the tickets?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we have, yes.
Yeah, we've given away the tickets, so you can stop calling.
Shout out to Toucher and Rich as well.
That's right.
Kill me if I don't do this. And thank you guys.
Brady out in front of the brush, shoots, scores! What a pass!
The first one was Toucher and Rich, so thanks, boys.
Out in front of the brush, fires, he scores! Jake DeBrusk, second of the night, a snipe inside the far post!
It found its way in, so Toucher and Rich, that's all them.
Tic-tac-toe! And Jake DeBrusk pots the backhand! To the right circle, DeBrusk, backhand, he scores!
Show to Toucher and Rich.
Jake DeBrusk snapped it in. Fires, he scores. Jake DeBrusk celebrates in the far corner. High slot, Pasternak shoots, they score. That's Jake DeBrusk. Big celebration.
Show to Toucher and Rich.
Score!
The first one was Toucher and Rich. Thanks, boys.
Score!
Toucher and Rich, that's all done.
Oh, let's Let's hope it happens again.
I think we should have added some more Toucher and Ridges in there.
Just wanted to make sure people knew of the Toucher and Ridge bump and that he's aware of it.
All right. Jake DeBrusk on the Volkswagen Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. DeBrusk.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while. How's it been?
It's been fine. If I put you on hold after this, will you give your Fortnite name so I can give it to my child? Because he's asked for it every effing day since the last time we talked to you.
I can hook you up. No problem.
All right,
no
thank problem. You. I swear to God, I won't let him bother you. But I mean, how long has it been since you've been on?
Probably around a week, maybe just under now, but I will be playing a little bit today as part of the pregame at home here.
All right, you probably haven't been on in a month, and my son has...
He's talking about last time he's on Fortnite.
I'm talking about the last time he's on the show. Because my son has asked me every single day since the last time you were on the show, so you got to do me a solid. I swear to God, I won't have him bother you. All right.
No, I will.
Okay. So have you been in a situation before where a team has played seven defenders, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How does that affect you as a forward? Is that something that you like? Is it something that you find is exhausting? What's your opinion on that?
I think it has more so to do with the D-man. Usually when you dress seven, I think it gives them kind of a break. I haven't played in a game where we've had seven defensemen in a while. I don't know if that's what we're doing tonight. I'll know probably in 15 minutes. But, obviously you get some more ice time, some different looks with different guys. And, it can work for you or against you. I think it's kind of one of those tough calls. That's why I'm not a coach.
Well, the whole reason we're asking this, obviously, is for what happened to Chara the other day. Can you kind of take us through what you saw and him coming back on the bench and what might have been told to you about what he was doing or whether he was able to speak to you?
Yeah, well, I saw the play, obviously, right away. And I kind of just saw the puck, obviously, right up in his face. And I got up right away. I knew something wasn't right, and he was leaking, pretty good. And, obviously going to the training room and stuff like that. And he said a couple words of what he could, I think, before the third period started. And he's a warrior. He would have played if he could have at that point. It's just probably too fresh. I'm not really sure. I'm not familiar with that kind of play. I think it's a freak accident, to be honest with you. But obviously, he's a warrior, and keeping updates on him, daily there.
Now, you said you heard him say some words. Was he able to open his mouth when he talked to you?
Yes, he was able to kind of talk it out. Yeah, like we could understand what he was saying. It didn't look easy for him, though, especially that fresh off getting hit in the face. I think anytime, I haven't had it happen to me, but that'd be pretty painful to even talk, I believe, at that point.
That's breaking news, by the way, because it's been reported by several sources that he could not talk. By the way, this is the NHL Stanley Cup, so this minutia we've been talking about.
This is what passes as news.
This is what passes as news at this point. So the idea that you said that he was talking is something that we have not... Trust me, it gets annoying for us.
Can you imitate what he sounded like, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to emulate. He didn't see much. That's it. I mean, he said what he could. He vows for everything. So, he's our captain for a reason.
But that's a moment, isn't it? Like, I mean, you see him get hit like that, and he goes down to the locker room, and, you guys probably know or assumed at that point that he wasn't going to play, but the fact that he insisted on coming out, I mean, that's something that as a teammate, you have to admire.
Yeah, exactly. And, we have the utmost respect for him. I have the utmost respect for Z. And like you said, just seeing him sit on the bench there and, put his gear back on and all that kind of stuff, I think is, moral boost, and we all want to do it for him, and unfortunately didn't get the result that we wanted, but this just speaks to the character that he has. I mean, he's played in this league for so long and been a captain for this team for so long, and I think that's one of the main reasons why is because even just him kind of sitting there brings a boost, especially the back end. He's those guys really feed off him.
Now have you spoken with him since then?
I have not. I have not seen him. I didn't see him yesterday, and I'm not sure if I'll see him today. I'll know soon. We just went up and ate breakfast here at the Garden, so that's kind of what my day is, I know.
If knowing Chara, do you think he would play tonight?
I believe he would unless he was told not to.
Can you tell the medical staff, like, no, I'm going to? When they say you can't play, that's it?
I think it's, yeah, well, especially nowadays, I think when they pretty much say no, it's a pretty hard no, even, you know, obviously how bad we want to play. It's game 5 of the 10 at the finals. I mean, it's, you know, best days at 3 now, and this is where all the marbles are, and everyone wants to, you know, playing through stuff or different things like that. But I think that, you know, especially the medical staff here is amazing, and when they pretty much say no-go, it's a no-go.
All right, so you know how St. Louis is going to play in terms of strategy-wise. I'm not a hockey expert by any stretch, so I'm sure there's nuances in what they do. But, you know, they're going to forecheck, and they're going to try to get to defensemen, and they're going to try to grind it. You guys, like, goaded them into doing that in Game 3 and had, like, you made them look foolish. What did they do differently in Game 4, if anything, that slowed the game down like that?
I think just, yeah, their overall play style. I mean, you gotta give them credit. They're here for a reason. And when they play their style, like you said, it kind of slows down the game and, you know, makes it so that they can get in the forecheck, I guess, easier and different things. And we understood that they were going to respond in Game 3. And I thought they had a better start than they did in Game 3 and Game 4. And they got the first goal. And they're obviously a very tough team to beat in general. But when they get a lead, they play differently. And we were able to battle back. It just, you know, wasn't good enough. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you just move on from.
And this definitely seems like the most physical series so far. I mean, and not only just with Chara, you know, with him being injured, but if you had to guess, like, what percentage of the team are playing with injuries that if it was the regular season, they wouldn't be playing through?
I mean, I'm not sure, to be honest, with the percentage of me, but I think it's fairly up there. I mean, that's on both sides right now. I think that you play this style of hockey for so long, I think it gets, you know, to certain guys or certain, you know, parts of your body, I guess, but you know, it's a Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, you'll play through anything at this point, I think. And, you know, it's more so not necessarily a matter of, you know, physical. It's more so will right now.
Does it ever drive you crazy when people who, you know, like, will criticize players for not performing and they just don't understand that these people are either injured or playing with injuries? Does it ever frustrate you as a player to hear that kind of criticism when you know the truth about either yourself or other players and they're getting criticized without knowing what's actually going on with their bodies?
I mean, it's what comes with the trade. I think that's just one of those things. You try not to look at that too much, to be honest with you. But, you know, obviously the fans are very supportive and, you know, they're watching the game. So they'll, you know, things will happen out there. And, you know, they're probably, you know, not too keen on, you know, letting everyone know. But, I mean, we try to stay away from that. You try to stay in a personal bubble. Whether it's positive or negative at this time of year, because, you know, one game can change everything. And right now it's all about the next shift and the next moment and, you know, start for Game 5. I think that's personally how I've been taking everything is, you know, no matter what's happened in the past, you know, it doesn't matter. We're here right now and, you know, it's time to, you know, play some hockey.
How intimidating is it for a goaltender when someone gets in their face and says bad things to them?
I'm not sure. I think that that's pretty much what happens to the players as well, pretty much every shift. So, I mean, it's just, I think, gamesmanship. And,
but you got so much crap on. Like, what are they going to do to you? I mean, you're like, like, what are you going to do to me? I've got a suit of armor on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And a blocker that can go to your face. So you got to be kind of careful when you go in the paint sometimes because you never know if a goalie is actually going to, you know, fight back. And you've seen throughout this series how much they've hit Tuukka and, you know, had scrums with him. And we've had a little bit of, you know, altercations with Binghamton as well, but they've definitely been trying to get Tuukka off his game, and I think Tuukka is the most calm guy in the league, so that's probably pretty hard to do.
I'm just wondering, Jake, you've never experienced anything like this before in your professional career. I mean, this is what it's all about. When do you stop asking for advice from Bergeron and some of the other fellas around you and just go about your business, or is it a constant thing where you're constantly, okay, here we are, 2 games out, what do I expect in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you lean on the leadership guys, especially me. I think as of late, they've been, you know, talking to me lots, and, you know, the guys have been really good here. They've been really supportive and helped me out, obviously understanding, you know, what's going on the ice and the kind of people we are off the ice. So we just try to especially myself, to try to get pieces, and you don't want to look too far ahead, I guess. Just kind of things that can help you in the next game or during the game as well, just with the mental side of everything. Because like I said earlier, I don't know if it's necessary physical at this time. I think it's more mental and more of a game of will.
Now, unfortunately, this has been a tough season, series for your line. I mean, obviously, even the first line, there's, 5-on-5, it's been tough. You know, St. Louis has been playing a pretty good game against you guys. Have you taken a look at that and tried to figure out some sort of way to get a spark going? And has Casty spoken with you guys, approaching this game on maybe to try to get you guys back up and running to the level that you were playing at during the regular season and earlier in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that's for sure the focus, and I don't think by any means it's been good enough. And I think, I don't know if our line scored a goal 5-on-5 yet, and it's been 4 games, and you got to give credit to St. Louis as well. They played well and all that, but personally, I think that we all know what we have better in the room, and we've been watching lots of video and talking lots lately, and obviously it's been broadened up now, and but that's how we feel too. I mean, we're the ones playing the games, and we're the ones that obviously want to go out and score every shift and do all that, and it just hasn't been happening. And I think defensively we've been okay as a line, but overall our game, I think all three of us would agree that we need to be better, and especially me. I think that I need to just bring my speed and bring the things that, like you said, I was doing earlier in the playoffs and in the regular season, and do anything I can to help the team.
All right, finally, Jake, who is tougher to understand, Chara with his broken jaw or David Pastrnak in his Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
I'd have to say Pasta for sure. I don't know how many takes he had on that, but I'd probably say Pasta. I think that's the winner for sure.
Has he asked you to play that weird, Czechoslovakian Monopoly game that involves horses
that's weird. He's
been discussing?
Yes. Jesus.
I played actually a game with him. I don't know if they had horses in it, but I played a weird kind of game. Pasta's place earlier this year, and he was saying some words in Czech. It's kind of funny. I don't know what it's called still, but
it's all socialist from Czechoslovakia. It's all it's all ways that
you win bread at the end.
No, you just give away everything at the end. The first to give away everything,
even everyone at the table. Yeah,
and by the way, Jake DeBrusque, you gotta tell this to David Baggett. He bought a home on a main road.
Fresh obsessed with this.
Which is not smart real estate. All right, Jake DeBrusque, all the best. Please do not hang up. You're doing me a huge solid. Dan, you get the code.
Make sure this goes well.
Okay, I am going to put you on hold, Jake DeBrusque. Will you give that information to our producer?
I will for sure.
All right. Jake, you're the best.
Good luck tonight, man.
Thanks.
See you, man.
Good luck.
All right, Danny, he's on hold. All right, so there you go. Oh, God. Thank you. This gets so much off my plate.
Yeah, he's been bugging you?
Yeah, he could meet the guy. He played ping pong with the guy. I mean, he could meet these guys 55 times. He don't care.
But the minute
you bring Fortnite into the equation.
Yeah.
It's all about Smash Brothers at my house.
I got the Nintendo Switch for his birthday.
Switch is awesome.
It really is.
I mean, I love that.
My kids will not stop playing Mario Kart. That's the game.
Well, Mario Kart.
Game on Switch.
I'll kill your kids. I'm a master of
Mario
Kart.
American Ninja Warrior is not bad on that game either.
Oh, there's a video game for that?
As much
as you hate the TV show, you like the video game.
I got it for my son.
American Ninja Warrior on Switch?
I had no idea. Yeah, I got it for my son.
I got to get that for them. Birthday's coming up. That's perfect.
There's a game that might be the toughest game that I've ever played in my life that I'm obsessed with, and it's pure punishment. It's like the guys who whip themselves, self-flagellation. It's called Cuphead, and it looks awesome, but it is the toughest game I've ever played. It just makes me angry, and for some reason I keep going back to it. All right.
The Switch. Have you hooked it up to your TV?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We have not made that move yet. We have
not
made that move yet. All right, Rich, we have the stat coming up. What will we discuss
next? Oh, so much stuff involving, if you did not hear it, Paul Pierce is giving us an explanation to why he got the old wheelchair, and it involves Rhea. Also, so much more. Pete Rose talks about a certain player who he believes has a giant member.
I think it was more that it wasn't that he was a giant, that he was a giant member, but I heard that interview went south very quickly. All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what did we not get to today?
The wheelchair game. Something that many enemies of Paul Pierce have been using against him, and even people who are fans of his, like I am, kind of look at and laugh. As we said, the explanation that we were given, and I believe it was from Danny Ainge when we had him on, but I could be wrong, but it was that the NBA required him to have a wheelchair for some sort of reason to be brought back out to the court. I don't remember who told us that, but it's something that has been said by somebody who should know better. So, once again, I don't believe that, but either way, Paul Pierce last night said this on the anniversary of the wheelchair game.
11 years ago today, wheelchaired off the floor for reasons he will keep to himself.
I have a confession to make.
Whoa.
I just had to go to a bathroom.
Number one or number two?
But
why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
It was something went down. I had to go to
the bathroom.
You were streaking?
Okay. Anywho. Deuce, injuries.
That's it.
All right. So people took that and ran with it. And I thought it was pretty funny. And then a couple hours later, Paul Pierce tweeted, "Sorry to bust y'all haters' bubble, but the only and then poo emojiing that I did June 5th, 2008 was on the Lakers. Hashtag facts spelled with a Z." And then haters with a Z gonna hate. And then hashtag three smiling laughing emojis. Can you hashtag emojis? I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No, you cannot.
I think that's against the law. You'll get arrested.
You know you're a pretty cool person when you're using the sideways smiling emojis back to back, or if you're using the crying laughing emoji.
Well, I think the thing that was great about last night and him saying that is that took away from the real story, and that's it. Jalen Rose doesn't care what he says on television.
But all that really matters for great players, what happens in the last 2 minutes.
Absolutely. Kawhi's been f***ing up this entire playoff, but what about his running mate in the backcourt?
I was just dropping the F-bomb on ESPN.
No one cares about swearing right now. There's so many things people are getting outraged about. They don't care about swearing.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the progression on athletes swearing in post-game press conferences. If you would have even, like, 5 years ago, had somebody swear, it was like big news, and there would be all this, pearl clutching during the shows. Like, oh, it's disrespectful. And now it happens so much that it doesn't even matter.
No, now we've focused our attention on getting worried and complaining about everything else in the world.
Oh, you're probably right. Well, along the lines of basketball, NCAA has announced that they're going to move the men's 3-point line back for the next season. Let's see, how far are they moving it back? Move more than a foot back. And to that I say, why does college have a different 3-point line than the pros? Just make it normal. Make it standard. I mean, these guys are basically, it's a farm league to get into the pros.
I know, but again, 10 years ago, it wasn't necessarily. 10 years ago, things were a lot different. So
today is today.
I understand that. Originally, you remember it was right at the top of the key in uniform all the way around, and then they found out quickly, well, that's too easy for everybody. Right. And then they moved it back 10 years ago, and now I think ultimately, Rich, it's going to wind up that way, but they just keep moving it back closer. I mean, the international distance is a pretty good healthy compromise there.
But if you're truly using it as like a farm league for the NBA...
As I said, they'll have it this way for another 5 years, whatever it is, and then they'll move it back to the NBA distance in due time.
What, like 40 kids come out every year and get to play in the NBA? I mean, not even college. So it's what, because with the international players, 30?
Yeah.
And you think of the hundreds of kids that play college basketball or the thousands of kids that play college basketball. But then again, I don't care.
Okay. I understand.
You can do what you like.
Yeah. I just always thought basketball is basketball. Just need
not,
the 3-point
no, basketball
line where it
has
is.
Never been bad. Remember, the international, they had a trapezoid for a lane for a while.
Trapezoid. John, yes. Now they're speaking your language.
Yeah, hell yes.
Talk geometry to me. Well, there is a release tape that just came out. We all remember Jussie Smollett, the guy who called 911, who was on the cast of Empire, said that he had been beaten up by two people, mugged, left with a noose around his neck. and then said that they yelled, "This is MAGA country," and ran off, only to be discovered that Jussie Smollett knew these two guys. And matter of fact, there's video of them buying all the stuff and going after him. And then somehow he was acquitted of the charges of causing some sort of conspiracy, even though the police department was BS about all the money that was spent in order to try to prosecute
they dropped the charges.
They dropped the charges, but all the evidence seems to be there. Here is the 911 call, which has finally been released from what looks like a friend of his once it happened.
Chicago, emergency,
William. Yes, I'm at... Hello?
Okay.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I just need a police to come by. I work with an artist. I don't really want to say his name, but he stayed here. He went to Subway. He was walking by some guys. I don't know, they jumped him or something like that. And I just want to report it and make sure he's all right.
Okay, so we just checking the well-being. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Is this upper or lower?
I'm waiting in the lobby. I'm going to go back up to the apartment.
Okay, so you're going back to the apartment, so you're just going to leave him there?
Yeah, I came down because I didn't know the address. I didn't realize the address, and, you know, he was cool. He didn't want me to call you guys, but I feel like you need to make a report.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like they had a good plan going there.
Yeah.
How'd you not know instantly from the 911 call that something was up?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound like...
Even the woman's like, "Is she going to leave him there? What's happening
like
here?"
You can't sit there for 4 minutes and wait for a cop to come?
I'm not going to say the artist's name. I don't want to... Because you might get blown away when I say the name Jussie Smollett.
Oh, one wow. When one thinks of great artistry, they do think of Empire. I work for an artist. An artist who plies his craft on Empire!
Well, Tracy Morgan had a bad day yesterday after he bought a $2 million Bugatti.
He got what he deserved.
Pulled out of the street and then wham, got hit almost immediately.
Yeah.
How about that? He was sideswiped by a woman driving a Honda CR-V just moments after buying his new car. Now, the damage wasn't anything crazy. He ended up tweeting.
He's driving in the city and he bought $2 million.
You buy a $2 million car, you keep that thing in the suburbs. I think you drive it around in the suburbs. I think you'd be a target in the city.
How long do you think you even like the $2 million car?
Are you saying people buy cars as status and don't actually enjoy them?
Yeah, I'm saying, at what point does the guild go off the lily? Like, at what point is it like you don't care anymore?
Well, Fred, I think you can answer that question.
Yeah, pretty similar.
It's exactly the same.
Just because I don't drive a minivan from 1984 doesn't mean that I've gone crazy.
1996, I think, is correct.
Yes. Is your car 1996?
No, it's the 10-year-old. 10 years old is the car.
What did you drive before that? Because I've known you for more than 10 years.
A Saturn.
Wow.
Drove a Saturn before.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
That's right. Drove a Saturn, and now I drive a Honda.
There you go.
Yep.
Not a fan of the American made. All right. We will be back. We'll find out what Scotty Z says as he comes in here, maybe not. Oh, they're probably at the Garden.
I would think they'd be at the Garden today, above all days.
They are downtown at the Boston Sports Grill, so we will talk to them in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's up? Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
Oh, real quick, since I wasn't here yesterday, did people bust your balls about Austin, Safari, and Jenkins?
Kind of, but...
Because it was the morning that you said, I think he's going to be really effective for the Patriots.
Yeah, I do.
Later on that afternoon, he got cut.
But he got cut for what they deem mental issues.
Yeah, he was released. And the point we made was it's very weird that this happened because just keeping him on the roster, if you're supposed to be stepping away for a month still puts you like 3 weeks short of camp. Them cutting ties with him here, that's very weird. He's ominous.
I thought that on the Patriots he was going to be really good.
No, I don't think anyone had a problem with your take. I think they're saying you were the jinx.
That you jinxed it.
Okay. Right.
That's a very compassionate way of looking at a man.
Well, I think at the time they didn't know that was what was going on. Because when the word first came out, it was just that he was stepping away for personal reasons, but there was no, like, I didn't realize it was a mental
If only
a mental
if it were easy for Fred to jinx the Patriots that way.
Oh, yeah, I jinx them every day.
If only it were that simple. Fred would try it every day. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, let me think. I think Edelman's going to have a great year. All right. They're over there at the restaurant, Boston Sports Grill. The gang, is everyone there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gang's all here. Wow, that's good gum. It's good gum, isn't it?
Where'd you get that?
Kelly got it for me.
It's like watermelon.
Gum store. Gum store.
Where'd you get that gum?
Yeah.
Wow. And we're off.
Well, they have that quench gum that you can only get at, like, Modell's.
Yeah, that's the really good stuff.
Remember the Gatorade gum when you thought it was the coolest thing?
Gator gum.
With a quinine in it.
Yeah. And after about 5 minutes, it's like...
No, 5 minutes. It's the greatest thing in the world until about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's the fruit stripe of those types of gum.
It's like having a gin and tonic without getting drunk. And what's the point? Right. Yeah. It's gross. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to have a great uncle. His name was Dick. We used to go up to him at family parties and say, "Got any gum on you, Dick?" Big joke. Where you're like, "Hey, gum on your dick." Get it?
That's a good one. Yeah.
When you were like 9 years old, that was a big hit.
I'll tell you that. All right, so you're over there in the environment, I would imagine, is nuts right now. Here we go.
So there's a lot of a semblance of FanFest again.
Well, whatever reason, the stage back together for the third time in 10 days.
I don't understand why they wait till 10 the next morning to start assembling.
Well, they haven't started assembling yet. Let's not give them too much credit. Bait. I mean, you're talking 90 seconds from now, there is no assembly going on.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, this is consistent. You could just come and walk right down in the middle of the street as they are assembling things with stuff over your head. It's pretty cool.
All right.
It's kind of like dodgeball. Bring the kids down.
It feels dangerous.
It's like American Ninja Warrior. It's like an American Ninja Warrior course,
yeah.
If I could explain it.
Sure. You got me with American. As soon as you say American, I love it. All right, what do you guys got going today?
Sports.
You guys are going to talk about sports?
Yeah. Hockey. Football. Basketball. All those sports.
Yeah.
Baseball, too.
The round ball. Oh, I like it.
All four.
All right, well, you guys.
We'll start with Chara and
his face.
His issues.
I have a feeling he might play. I have a feeling he's going to play.
Yeah, I think he's going to play, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, just because this is it for him. All right, you guys, enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Enjoy the game tonight. You can hear it. Pre-game 7:30, puck drops around 11. That'll do it for us. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.